Right.
The tefillin shel rosh, we put on the shel rosh, and the tefillin are in the middle of the head. And where the hair comes, the sinus comes. Why? Because it says, V'oyel teitof is bein inecho. Bein inecho? Put it between the eyes. No. There is another posuk of bein inecho. That Bagoyim, when somebody dies, they cut off the hair. And it says bein inecho. So we see that bein inecho means in top, where there is hair, not in the bottom. But bein inecho, it should be in the middle. How high could it go? Till the mokim tinek shel tinek reifes, reish shel tinek reifes, it's about in the middle. The Gemara also says that you could put in two pairs of tefillin in one shot. Because if it's small tefillin, from where the hair start till the middle, it's enough for two pairs. Well, first we're speaking about here. But we shouldn't put it lower than the hair. That's if you have hair. If your hair fell out,
where it used to be.
So somebody wrote to the Rebbe a letter. I know in Shulchan Aruch it says it has to be in the hair, and I see the pictures that you is not in top of the hair, in top of where there is no hair. So the Rebbe answered him, yes, sure, because I don't have their hair, but it's the place of the hair. It looks to you that it's not on the hair, but it is. Let's see how the Rebbe writes it.
Wait, so you're saying even though my hair always started up higher?
No.
What we're saying is that it used to be there.
So the Rebbe writes to him, Uma Shero'o, Uma Shero'o, Asher Eitzel Pleini L'mato Mizeh, that it comes out lower,
the bottom line,
who better Mipnei Sheitzel Pleini, who means by himself, Ein Sairis Milfonov, V'lochen Be'omdei, do you, when you stand a little far, le yochi lahavchin shu kein mokimat chol asmichas asayres, that it is the mokimat mochas asayres. So it has to be in the place of the hair, but not where is it now where. If you don't have hair, so at least do where the hair usually goes.
Does it make a difference about this, huh? Like how we're drawing the angle? Meaning if my hair is here, does it... Does like the top of has to be not past
the
it?
The bottom.
Just let's say the bottom. So it can be a little bit lower. How we find the angle?
No. Yeah. The bottom has to be till there.
Bottom and top. It has to be entirely on top.
I think what he's asking is our head is round. The bottom is round. If you're a flat villain and it's just an inch past your hair, that's sticking up.
Doesn't matter, but it has to be there, not here.
And it's of the bias or the lip?
The titur. That's what it says.
So what do you do on the tzayim? You have a guy, he gives you 10 seconds, and your tefillin are too big. At any point...
So
you pull from the back.
You pull from the back, and you... Behemes, the back has to be in the top,
right.
Not the bottom. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. But if you can't, it's too small, and it's too big for his head. So you play around, but it has to be...
But could you hold it in place, or has it...
Maybe.
No, but by the way, instead of doing what I've done sometimes, I don't know if it's right, instead of doing the whole knot over, just pull one side, just pull it shorter. It means, you know what I mean?
So be sticking out of this.
Just
open up the kesher.
Open the kesher dry.
No, ruining the kesher.
Oh, that's true. Is that okay?
No.
This place is less important than this.
It's a
limud that it has to be in the top, under the bone. But here it says bein inecho only where there is sinus. It is, but I don't know. Probably, I assume it is less. This is one din in shel rosh, that it has to be in top of where there is hair, but then it has to be in between.
How high up is 2.5? Or is there a limit?
So four, all the way to the top. So you can put two piers, one on top of the other.
Then, it has to be in middle, from right to left. Why does it have to be in middle? There is two limudim with a nafkemine. And there is a difference between our Rashi film and about Rabbi Natan's. Let me try to explain this one.
She
is. Has nothing to do with the kashrus.
Good guess.
Why is it? Because there is two limudim. One limud is, it says beininecho. Beininecho means it should be between the eyes. The middle, the center of the field should be between the eyes. Does it have to be between the eyes in the middle? Doesn't have to be the middle. It could be here. It's still between the eyes. It could be here. It's still between the eyes. So why do we have to do it in the middle? And our meaning it should be dyke with the mirror or somebody else's dyke. Why is it such a duke? What do you care if it's here? It is because there is a second limud. The Gemara says that the Seder of the Parshas is when someone standing against me, Kisidron, which means Kadesh Voya Kiviyacho is on the right side of him, and Shema Voyim Shemaya is on the left side. The difference between Kadesh Voya Kiviyacho and Shema Voyim Shemaya is just one line. So these two has to be on the right side, and these two have to be on the left side. So it has to be exactly in the middle. But that's only according to Rashi.
Where did we learn that from?
So says the Alter Rebbe in Siddur. We'll see what the Alter Rebbe says. V'hankach yaniach es shel reish begeva harish v'yizor shehibem tzarech avarish mamesh. שהרי אומרו קדש בויה כביחו מימין שמע בויה עם שמיה מסמייל ובתפילן דרשה שפרשי יש כסידרון אין בין ימין לסמייל אלא משהו דיין החריץ so the חריץ is to be exactly in the middle על כן צור לזור בזה מעיד either with you check it by yourself, either somebody is helping you, either with a mirror. But only by Rashi.
What's the book in Taylor? There has to be that way.
The Gemara.
What does it say where it's from?
No, the Gemara says like this. Maybe Allah Halimishim Sinai, I don't know. It Pasik, we only know Bein Nenecho. Bein Nenecho could be the middle, could be on the altar here.
Because others disagree with Alter Rebbe. The Kodesh, they're not
working. They're not Midayek. So they rely on Beininecho. But the Alter Rebbe says the Gemara that this is on the right side of the head. This is the left side of the head. So it must be the line, the middle line. Is it exactly middle?
How often do you have to be Medayek?
He says Moid. Moid, you'll decide what means Moid.
Every time we check,
I don't know. It usually doesn't move. Doesn't move. Doesn't move. After you do it once, it stays.
Doesn't have to be.
But that's only according to Rashi. Why? Why according to Rabbi Tam's film we don't need it? Because in Rabbi the Gemara says this is on the right side, this is on the left side. That's what Rashi says. Rabbi Tam says that's not what it means. It means that Kadosh Voye Kivyacho goes from right to left. Shema Vohim Shemeya goes from left to right. So it goes Kadesh Vohim Kiviyacho Shema Vohim Shemeya. It goes from, so it doesn't say that it has to be on the right side of the head. It says about the direction of the parshiyos should be this direction and not that direction.
Not regarding the head.
So you don't have a limud that it has to be that on the left side, that on the right side. So we only have the limud of Beininecho. Beininecho could mean it's here, could mean it's here, could mean it's here.
What do you mean?
Only make sure it's not too low. But the right and left doesn't have to be exactly in the middle.
Is that what do you mean don't have the limud? Apply the limud to his.
No, it says it speaks about direction.
He speaks about direction, but once according to him you change direction.
But it doesn't say that this has to be in the left hand and left head. Left half of the head.
Nobody speaks about direction. So
direction. So even if it's here, this, even if it's here, even at that side, this goes this direction, this goes this direction, and it's here. So what? Still direction. Doesn't say that there has to be half of the head. According to Rashi, it says on the half of the head. So that's why the Alter Rebbe says that the tefillin der Rashi, it has to be exactly. But the Rabbi Tam, it could be made in a.
So we don't need to go around correcting people's tefillin.
I'm just saying it says here tzorich lizor b'meid.
We don't need to go around and shulk.
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm just saying if the Alter Rebbe says meid. So if it's somebody that wants to do like the Alter Rebbe says, you remind them?
You see why the Rebbe speaks many times, the Rebbe's tefillin is this time that's the Benetam? Many times you say the Rebbe's tefillin is not mamish.
I don't know.
It's not the Benetam?
That's
a good answer, that makes sense. All those pictures are
Benetam. At the end of the day, the photographer didn't want to take
it. See, that's the answer.
Yeah,
Okay, guys, let's go.
This is the head, the tefillin itself. Then the retzua.
Explain before why you can't go to the low because they have respect.
Because it says in Chumash about. Kocha, you can't do here.
According to Rashi, the Rashi says, why don't the fellowship care?
More or less.
They don't know the difference between right and left.
You say the Pelosh should know the right
because blocking Rosh Hashanah. He says it is.
No, this way. The Alter Rebbe says it like this.
Sounds
a little tiny, it's a good. But you have to know what you're saying, because you don't know what you're saying. You have to know what you're saying. The middle of the film is not what you're saying. Anyways, that's for the film. Let's try to go on. Now to the Ratsuas. The Ratsuas go and has to be in the back, right in top under the bone, and has to be in middle also, just like the front, same thing is like the back. As the Rebbe explains, in Tezayin, Tzor Shehi HaKesher Be'emtza HaEref, Ve'leyata Lekan Ne'lekan, should be in middle. And it is, has to be Begoiva Hoeref in Tezvov. Not so much lower. Even you could say it's a big field and a small person, do it lower. No, it has to be in the top. So you play as much as you can.
So it's better for your tefillin not to be a little smaller than it has to be too big.
Correct. Yes.
Yes.
So Sofa Gilgulis means on top of the Gilgulis or underneath?
Underneath of the Gilgulis. The Gilgulis is
soft can mean at the end of the Gilgulis, the edge. No. The
top. No, you know.
Yeah, Gilgulis.
It's under the Gilgulis.
Under the
definitely if you have
in the hole.
Same film, you should keep it.
In the end of the Retzua has to be a Dalet. And that's Mikra Din. As we said, that the Rosh has a Shin on the tefillin and the Dalet in the back.
Others have a minhag that the Kesher is a perfect square.
Others have a minhag that the Kesher is a perfect square. Why? Because there is a Machlekes in Poskim. Who has to see the Dalet? Someone that sees through you or he stands in back of you. So Ms. Sofek, we do it both. Like two Dalets.
You see a square.
But we don't do it. We do it only that someone stands in back of you, sees a Dalet.
Is it a Dalet?
Lots Dalet. The Yud is on this.
You know what I'm saying? It looks more like Yud.
Let's see.
It's not Safas.
No, I mean the length is the same length, more of a dial than the other.
So we start over here.
Let's see what it says in Simon Lamed Aleph. Sif Ayin Tes. V'akesher shel roish in tzor shiik middales. Elo mitzat chutz. Like we do. V'lay mitzat pnim sheken lati arash. When not that from your side. V'yesh ne'agin la'seh ze be'inyin shiye nire ke middales me'beiz zdodim. We do it on theoretically, and
no,
we
base.
Do it.
He said Lamed Aleph, but he meant
Lamed Beis. So we do it only on that side.
You could also see it out through the head, but upside down.
You have to treat through the head to be able to see it. But the question is, what direction it is? Nobody sees you through your head.
Does it matter this kasha of how the Rebbe is filling? That it's the
our meaning is only one dalet, not the double.
But the shabbat is still. Like, how did the
Rebbe's
kasha go?
He made a big issue how the Rebbe is, but I don't know exactly how they do it. I know, but I don't know how to make a tzu, kasha.
But it doesn't speak about that.
No. It says only if it should look like $1 or like $2. After we finish the tzu at the dalet, it has to hang down. How far does it have to hang down? So there is several days. The day in the poskim says, in Gemara says only has to hang down. So it could be hanging down only a drop. The Geonim say that the right ritzur should be ada tabur, and the left ritzur should be ada chose.
I mean, not shorter.
Not shorter. Yeah. And of Pikabole, it should go down till the feet. So the right one is longer, and the left one should be touching at least some of the foot. And that's how we
legs
do.
Legs or feet?
Like, we do that?
Legs or feet?
How is your waist?
Waist or your feet?
No, the legs. You
waist,
tell
waist.
Yes.
Past the garden.
If someone puts on their side, I'm watching close up.
I can see what's going on
here. Move it or sure. Right and left?
No.
Move it.
I
think so.
I want a refund. I didn't
bother with
it. But in any ways, because they get it longer. But it shouldn't get too long.
What's too long?
I don't care about the trick. But if when you sit, there are two touches the ground, even your tallest tzitzes, you're not allowed to touch the ground. Because it's busy mitzvah. So therefore, for sure, the ratzuas are more holy than the tzitzis. They can't touch the ground. So they shouldn't be so long that when you sit on a chair, they should get to the ground.
You have to be careful with the mitzvah
board. You have to make sure it's not so far.
Many
it should be till the feet, but not more than that, because then it would touch the floor.
Huh? People sometimes throw it on the floor.
You're not allowed to.
What about the by publishers? They tuck it like into the gargle.
We don't do it.
In a Chabad house, the floor is holy.
Everyone is enough. From here till the top, there is enough. Even Let's see Simon Chofalef. Simon Chofalef Sif Hei says, Yeshli Zoher Shelei Iyu Tzitzi Yesov Nigrorim Agabi Karka Mishum Bizi Mitzvah. Allah has come and come. This is more or less the tefillin shel Rosh.
But the Alter Rebbe doesn't say himself about the tzuas of
no.
It's just like
it's a kal v'chema.
What's the kal?
Even tzitzis are not allowed to touch the floor, for sure the tzuas not.
Why is it Kalvachomer? Why did it choose?
Because that's Tashmishi Kedusha and that's Tashmishi Mitzvah.
You go to the bathroom with tzitzit, you can go to the bathroom with
tzitzit. Right. Tzitzit, they say.
What's
the thing with the Rebbe and the Tzuya,
like Chonoram, you say, whatever came in, came out.
It has to be the blackout.
You used to say the Rebbe used to come into Davin sometimes with the white outside or something.
I don't know. What time is it? How much?
Lots of time.
Yeah, we have.
Can I ask you a question? Could you speak to when you're supposed to make the bracha on Shoyad? I want to ask specifically, a lot of times in Mitzrayim, you're in a rush. I'm not saying this is the right thing. So what ends up happening is, you say, Baruch, Ata, it takes a while to say a bracha, but if I'm finished the bracha, the whole Shoyad's on. Is there a problem?
And the Shoreh sometimes.
Usually you have to say the bracha before you do the mitzvah. But sometimes you start the bracha, and the tzarich is in that, you start the bracha before you do it, and if you're tight, so you start the mitzvah after you started the bracha.
That's okay,
because with the evidence,
it's okay. Well, how do I do it? It's okay, because that's what we do with the talis. We say, start saying the. The bracha of the talis as it's tchilas atif.
Why, Taka?
It's a rechesed, not for today.
We need filling that.